Hi there, Bruce Cameron's my name, and you're tuned to Come All Ye, folk music here on 2MCE in the central west of New South Wales. We'll start the program with a track from a 1981 album by Dave Swarbrick, released as a solo album, but we'll hear music from such luminaries on the English folk scene as Richard Thompson, Dave Pegg, Simon Nicol, Dave Mattox, Beryl Marriott, Roger Marriott, John McCormick and Bruce Rowland, although they're not all on this track, which is a ripper, starts with a great tune called What You Wore I Met the Streen, then The Ribbons of the Red-Headed Girl and A Reel with No Name, Reel Gananum, Dave Swarbrick and friends.
Thank you.
Well, lively opening to the program today from Dave Swarbrick's 1981 album, Smitty Burn. What You Wore, I'm at the Streen, The Ribbons of the Red-Headed Girl, and Real Gananum. Okay, we'll slow things down considerably now, musically, that is, with an album called The Liberty Tree, which was released by Leon Rosselson and Rob Johnson to mark the centenary of Tom Paine, who was born in Norfolk in England, but had to leave the UK, had to leave England, and settled in the United States, where his revolutionary thoughts and writings were much better received than they were in the UK. He wrote stuff like The Rights of Man, which is pretty hard work, I suppose, if you're into reading that kind of stuff. Some quotes such as, "When the rich plunder the poor of his rights, it becomes an example to the poor to plunder the rich of his property." So you can imagine the aristocracy in England weren't all that keen on him. So the Liberty Tree album tells the story of Tom Paine's interesting life, extraordinary life indeed. He influenced various revolutions around the world in the first part of the 20th century and kind of inspired people to think. That's really what he wanted people to do, think and question. Question the orthodox. A song now from that album, Rob Johnson wrote this one and he'll sing it. It's called Rosa's Lovely Daughters. Rosa Luxemburg is the Rosa in question. And she was a Polish but naturalised German revolutionary socialist, Spartacist, orthodox Marxist, and pretty active anti-war protester during the First World War. So, Rosa's Lovely Daughters, then a bit of text that Thomas Paine wrote, and then a song from Leon Rosselson.
1775. Tom Paine, appointed editor of the Pennsylvania Magazine, arrogantly attacks all the institutions we hold dear. Slavery, fox hunting, dueling, the monarchy, hereditary titles, and even marriage and the sanctity of womanhood.
Affronted in one country by polygamy, which gives them their rivals for inseparable companions, enslaved in another by indissoluble ties which often join the gentle to the rude and sensibility to brutality, even in countries where they may be esteemed the most happy, constrained in their desires in the disposal of their goods, robbed of their freedom of will by the laws, the slaves of opinion which rules them with absolute sway and construes the slightest appearances into guilt, surrounded on all sides by judges who are at once their tyrants and their seducers, and who, after having prepared their faults, punish every lapse with dishonour, who does not feel for the tender sex? Yet such, I am sorry to say, is the lot of women over the whole earth. Man, with regard to them, in all climates and in all ages, has been either an insensible tyrant or an oppressor. For even with changes in attitudes and laws, deeply ingrained and oppressive social prejudices remain, which confront women minute by minute, day by day.
Who's that walking miles for water? Who's that sweatshopping all day long? In the hot south, in the cold north, who are these so proud and strong? From the workbench in the back room to the cradle beside the bed, from the mad mothers to the peace campers, who are these in red? Yeah, these are roses, lovely daughters. These are no man's blushing bride. These are roses, lovely daughters, and they will not be denied. Well, the fathers handshake take their bargains, while the good wives stand around and weep. Yeah, but their hearts sing when they're dancing. We are no match to give or to keep, 'cause these are roses, lovely daughters. These are no man's blushing brides. These are roses, lovely daughters, and they will not be denied. For me, I'm student awkward. Me, I'm clumsy like are no man's blushing brides. Yeah, these are roses, lovely daughters, and they will not be denied. Ah, these are roses, lovely daughters, these are no man's blushing brides. Yeah, these are roses, lovely daughters, and they will not be denied. Oh, and they will not be denied. And they will not be denied.
Reflections on unhappy marriages. As ecstasy abates, coolness succeeds, which often makes way for indifference and that for neglect. Sure of each other by the nuptial bond, they no longer take any pains to be mutually agreeable. Careless if they displease, and yet angry if reproached, with so little relish for each other's company that anybody else's is more welcome and more entertaining.
Sign away your life. You may start off as a woman, but you'll end up as the wife. You could be a Vestal Virgin, take the veil and be a nun, but don't get married, girls, for marriage isn't fun. It's fine when you're romancing and he plays a lover's part. You're the roses in his garden, you're the flame that warms his heart, and his love will last forever. He'll promise you the moon, but just wait until you're wedded and he'll sing a different tune. You're his tapioca pudding, you're the dumplings in his stew, and he'll soon begin to wonder what he ever saw in you. Still he takes without complaining all the dishes you provide, but you see he has to have his bit of jam tart on the side. So don't get married, girls, it's very badly paid. You may start off as the mistress, but you'll end up as the maid. Be a daring deep-sea diver, be a polished polyglot, but don't get married, girls, for marriage is a plot. Have you seen him in the morning with a face that looks like death? He's got dandruff on his pillow and tobacco on his breath, and he wants some reassurance with his cup of tea in bed, 'cause he's got worries with the mortgage and the bald patch on his head. And he's sure that you're his mother, lays his head upon your breast, so you try to boost his ego, iron his shirt and warm his vest. Then you get him off to work, the mighty hunter is restored, and he leaves you there with nothing but the dreams you can't afford. So don't get married, girls, men are all the same, they just use you when they need you, you do better on the game. Be a corporal, be a stripper, be a hostess, be a whore, but don't get married, girls, for then you'll be all four. When he comes home in the evening, he can hardly spare a look. All he says is, what's for dinner? After all, you're just the cook. But when he takes you to a party, He eyes you with a frown, and you know you've got to look your best, you must let him down. Then he'll clutch you with that look, what I've got, sparkle in his eyes, like he's entered for a raffle and he's won you for the prize. But when the party's over, he'll be slogging through the sludge, half the time a decoration and the other half a drudge. So don't get married, it'll drive you round the bend. It's the lane without a turning, it's the end without an end. Change your lover every Friday, take up tennis, be a nurse, but don't get married, girls, for marriage is a curse. Then you get him off to work, the mighty hunter is restored, and he leaves you there with nothing but the dreams you can't afford.
a sort of mazurka, from a trio called La Rousine, who come from Poitou, or to be more specific, the town of Parthenay, just a bit south of Brittany. So, three French musicians. Jean-Marie Jagannot plays accordions and melodeon, even sings a song or two. Rodolphe Nicolau plays all sorts of clarinets, including that rather deep one, which I thought was a saxophone initially, but he reckons it's a clarinet, and he's playing it, so I'm not going to argue. And Jeremy Germain plays piano and other keyboard things. From their mazurka, we'll go to Sarah Gray, who's for a long time split her time between the United States and Scotland. Here's a song from the pen of Stephen Foster. This is Nelly Was a Lady.
down in the meadow amongst the clover, walk with my Nelly by my side. Now all those happy days are over, farewell my dark Virginny bride. Nelly was a lady, last night she died. Toll the bell for lovely Nell, my dark Virginny bride.
Oh, yeah, Sarah Gray with a song written by Stephen Foster back in the 1860s, I guess. Nellie was a lady, indeed. Derry Farrell, definitely not a lady. Derry Farrell from Dublin provides the featured album on the program today. It's called The First Turn, and it was his first solo album. We've heard more recent releases on the program, but I haven't got around to playing this first one. I didn't have it. He released it in 2009, and we hear him sing and playing various instruments, mostly stringed. There are other people on the album, and I don't know who they are because of sleeve notes. Well, they're not there. He was a member of the Gaoilín Singers Club in Dublin as a young man, and that kept him busy when he wasn't working as an electrician, but he stopped sticking his finger in sockets and decided to turn to music full-time. He's toured Australia, many other places, has an MA in music performance these days from the University of Limerick, and, well, I think he's got one of the best voices for this style of music. So Derry Farrell, D-A-O-I-R-I, spells his first name if you're going to look him up. D-A-O-I-R-I, pronounced Derry. Farrell, F-A-R-R-E-L-L. And from the featured album, The First Turn, here's McShane.
McShane from the plains of Kildare, and a farmer I was upon till the last year, till I took a notion of why your promotion went over to England to harvest the share. Rum to Rala, oh, rum to Ralady, rum to Rala, Morse, rum to Ralay. I parted with Molly, so proud and so jolly. I picked up a stick for a staff in me hand, and to keep myself cheery for fear I'd be weary, I sang Paddy Whack as I went on the way. Rum to Rala, oh, rum to Ralady, rum to Rala, mush, rum to Ralay. I landed in Dunbarton on a fine summer's morning. Me bundle and staff, I held them in me hand. There were some of them laughing and more of them chapping and more of them trying to put Paddy away. Rum to Rala, oh, rum to Ralady, rum to Rala, mush, rum to Ralay. I went to this woman and asked her for lodging. She says, me young man, no, don't look so dull, for I will tell you where you will get lodgings if you go to the woman who owns the Black Bull. Rum to Rala, oh, rum to Ralady, rum to Rala, mush, rum to Ralay. I went to this woman and asked her for a lodging. She instantly showed me to a bed in the room. And me being so tired and worn out from walking, I threw myself down on the bed in the room. In the corner, he swore on the soldier he'd kill all was there. Says I, me bald tinker, give over your bragging. I'm bald McShane from the plains of Kildare. Rum to Rala, oh, rum to Ralady, rum to Rala, mush, rum to Ralay. Well, he tried for to hit me a punch in the stomach. I instantly fetched him out in the throat. He tumbled, heeled over his head in the corner and cut up his head on an old whiskey pot. Rum to Rala, oh, rum to Raladdy, rum to Rala, mush, rum to Raday. He lay on the floor like a sheep, he was bleeding. I swore on me son that I cut off his life. But I lifted him up and sat down for a nagging. And me and the tinker there ended our strife. Rum to Rala, oh, rum to Raladdy, rum to Rala, mush, rum to Rala. McShane from the plains of Kildare, and a farmer I was upon till the last year, till I took a notion of higher promotion, went over to England to harvest the share. Rum to Rala, oh, rum to Raladdy, rum to Rala, mush, rum to Raday. Rum to Rala, oh, rum to Raladdy, rum to Rala, mush, rum to Raday.
Derry Farrell from the featured album on the program today, the program being Come All Ye. The album, The First Turn, and that was McShane. Most of the songs don't involve fighting, but that one did. We'll come back to Derry Farrell in the near future. I'll take a couple of tracks now from a solo album by Ed Littlefield Jr., who comes from Washington State. Thank you.
That was done by the Johnson boys. That was done by the Johnson boys. That was done by the Johnson boys.
Yes, you must have heard of the Johnson Boys. That's Ed Littlefield Jr. And before the Johnson Boys, we heard him playing Over the Waterfall. Well, the tune Over the Waterfall. We didn't hear him playing Over the Waterfall. Another one that is a sort of unexpected combination of instruments. This group is called Yallahorn. They performed at WOMAD. At WOMAD Adelaide, I mean. Long time ago, and I was sort of surprised to see one of their instruments. I thought, this is just part of a novelty act. But no, it's included all the time by this group from Finland. I think you'll know the instrument I mean. Called yoiking, that otherwise screaming sound. It is traditional. The didgeridoo, I don't know, maybe. They have them in Finland? They do now, because that's Yallahorn with De Lil Och Lagerman. You're listening to Come All Ye. Time for another one from Derry Farrell. There's another version of this song that I've played a number of times that was collected in Australia. I don't think Derry Farrell collected this in Australia. It's probably Irish.
Now what do you think I've been doing all day? Boozing, bloody well boozing. And how do you think I've been spending me pay? Boozing, bloody well boozing. Don't say I'm not wrong, for you know I'm not right. Don't argue the toss, for you know I can't fight. And where would you like me to take you tonight? Boozing, bloody well boozing. Boozing, boozing when you are dry. Boozing, boozing suits you at night. And some does it open and more on the sly. But all of us likes to go boozing. Now what are the joys of the labouring man? Boozing, bloody well boozing. And what is he doing whenever he can? He's boozing, bloody well boozing. Comes home on a Saturday, gives his wife all. She goes to the market and makes many's the call. But what brings her home clinging on to the wall? Boozing, bloody well boozing. Boozing, boozing when you are dry. Boozing, boozing suits you at night. And some do it open and more on the sly. But all of us likes to go boozing. Now what do the Salvation Army shoot down? Boozing, bloody well boozing. And what are they preaching in every town? Boozing, bloody well boozing. They preach, they don't practice, of that there's no doubt. And on the street corner they'll stand and they'll shout. But what are they doing when the lights have gone out? Boozing, bloody well boozing. Boozing, boozing when you are dry. Boozing, boozing suits you at night. And some do it open and more on the sly. But all of us likes to go boozing. Now what are the joys of Jolly Jack Tar? Boozing, bloody well boozing. And what are the joys of the bold sons of war? Boozing, bloody well boozing. And what makes England the land of the free? And if another French war were to be, where wouldn't you find all the bold RIC? Out boozing, bloody well boozing. Boozing, boozing when you are dry. Boozing, boozing suits you at night. And some do it open and more on the sly.
Yes, there is an Australian version of that that was collected somewhere or other, maybe by Rob Willis, not sure, or Alan Musgrove anyway. He sang it. But there it turns up on The First Turn, which is today's featured album by the Dublin-born singer and instrument player, Derry Farrell. More from him in just a little while. Next track, I think I'll play two just for the heck of it. They come from a group called the Cluster of Nuts Band, and their album is Fridge in the Fast Lane.
Thank you. spread our topsail, crying heaven above, protect us with a sweet and pleasant gale. We never were downhearted, nor let our courage fail, as we bore away to Greenland to hunt the Greenland whale. Yes, to hunt the Greenland.
Time since I've played tracks from that album on the program. The album is called Fridge in the Fast Lane, and it's the Cluster of Nuts band. We heard first of all a tune called The Shuffle, then that song is called Whale Catchers. You're listening to Come All Ye, and here, wonderful voice of Julie Fowlis. Port the Burl set. Salome, but that seems in the canal,
savaya that ach kut nikin yerak yum nige kin yerak yum nige kin yerak yum nak savaya that ach kut nikin yerak madi barag 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 madi barag bonan yawa karabat madi barag 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 madi barag bonan yawa karabat yum nige kin yerak yum nige kin yerak yum nak the pick a shore at the phone kin yerak yum nige kin yerak yum nige kin yerak yum nak the pick a shore at the phone kin yerak madi barag 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 madi barag bonan yawa karabat madi barag 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 madi barag bonan yawa karabat
might have been her first album, that one, Coolie, it's called, Julie Fowlis, with a set of Portable tunes, which I'm not going to pronounce for you because I'd get them terribly wrong. The musicians with Julie Fowlis include John McCusker playing fiddle, Ross Martin playing guitar, Donald Shaw, of course, Donald Shaw playing accordion and harmonium. I'm going to play two tracks from South Australia because I don't have a lot of music from South Australia, but here we do. This is a group called Napa Tandy, a tune called Merrily Kiss the Quaker's Wife. And I'll follow that with another South Australian group called Cannon. There is another called Cannon, but this is the South Australian one, with a song called Chanson pour les petites enfants.
Thank you. Marilla Green, the down egg, Marilla Green, the heaven can egg is calling us a dowsa, timing rock,
timing
rock, and thou to lay timing rock, the calling us is possibly the down egg, Marilla Green, Marilla
Green,
the down egg, Marilla Green, the heaven can egg is calling us a dowsa.
They saw through the Milky Way counting the stars, once around Venus, twice around Mars. Then they spied an island rise out of the sea. They fell back to Earth just as quick as can be. The children all gathered, the church bells did ring. Suddenly everyone started to sing.
Chants of liberty so far, chants of
welcome them in, asking them questions of where they had been. She offered them chocolate, she offered them tea. They all took their seats in the top of a tree. And raccoons for wine and mice for cheese. Beautiful birds floated by on the breeze. From out in the ocean the dolphin began humming a tune that soon covered the land.
Shots off
some other world. The bush doctor mixed up a magical spell, swore them to secrecy never to tell. Then young Mr. Bird flew away in the night, with his best friend Magnus still right by his side. The sun was just rising, they'd be home by noon, humming the words of this magical tune.
Shots of good liberties of fall, shots of
Now, who do you think composed that? Sung there by the group called Cannon from a 1991 release, Chanson pour le petit enfant. It was written by Jimmy Buffett. Yes, it was. About two young boys who lived with their parents, presumably, lived on yachts down around where Jimmy Buffett was living at the time. Two tracks from South Australia. First of all, we heard Merrily Kiss the Quaker's Wife with a few added bits and pieces by the group Napa Tandy. Then Chanson pour le petit enfant from Colt Cannon. Here's another one from Derry Farrell and the featured album The First Turn. Indoor Sports, this one is concerned with. Derry Farrell with this song does not seem impressed.
May the Lord upon high, who rules the sky, look down on our palms and barns. For the people therein, both the women and men, are neglecting their pints and their GRs. The cracket is bad and the atmosphere sad. Every man has a face like a mule, and all he can do is grab an old cue and start playing a game of pool. Now when I was a boy, it was always me joy to visit the pump each night. There was arguments, scraps and killings perhaps, and everyone thought he was right. There was badgers and dogs and men from the bongs, and young fellas acting the tool. And now there's no crack, for every man Jack has his arse in the air playing pool. To the rural alehouse, after milking the cows, all the customers made their way. And there they would dwell and drink till they fell, while the fiddles and pipes they did play. Ah, the jigs and the reels and the rattling of heels, and the polkas and slides were the rule. Ah, but now there's no chance of a tune or a dance, for everyone's playing that pool. Now this pool, you will find, is a game designed for a foolish, illiterate lout. You put in for a bob and you turn an L knob, and a big shower of balls come out. They're placed on the table, and then if you're able, you knock them back into some holes. More money goes in, you start over again, and you lose every bob of your dole. In the Irish Free State, all the people are bait from playing and watching this game. In their necks they have creaks which no doctors can fix, and their backs and their shoulders are maimed, and their arses protrude in a manner most lewd from being hoisted aloft in the air. And their eyeballs are sore and dripping with gore, and they act in a manner most queer. So if you see a young man, and his face it is wan, and his eyes have a vacant stare, and his jawbone is slack, and his head is thrown back, and he can't tell a calm from a mare, with his nostrils dilated, and his head corrugated, and his manners like those of a fool, on your shirt you can bet that you have just met a man gone mad from playing that pool.
Derry Farrell and the Pool Song. I don't know where that came from. Well, I mean, I do today, because it came from the featured album called The First Turn, but its origins can't help you. Here is a good tune, two tunes, in fact, two good tunes. Boothshot Lincoln and Hanning's Farewell from Malcolm Dalglish and Gray Larson, and their terrific album called Thunderhead.
Thank you.
good album, that one. Bootshot Lincoln and Hanning's Farewell from Thunderhead. Malcolm Dalglish and Gray Larson. Hammer Dulcimer returns to the program in that track. No Hammer Dulcimer on the next track. It's Scottish Drinking and Pipe Songs. That's the album. Jock McGraw. It's a portrait of Scotsmen who fight England's wars.
Behold, I am a soldier bold and only 25 years old. A braver warrior never was seen for Inverness to Gretna Green. When I was young, my father said he would put me to a decent trade, but I didn't like that job at all, so went and joined the 42. The wind may blow, the cock may craw, the rain may rain and the snow may snaw, but you winna frickin' Jock McGraw, he's the stoutest man of the 42. The sergeant, when he listed me, he winked his ee, and then says he, a man like you, says stout and tall, can ne'er be killed by a cannonball. The captain then, when he come roon, he looked me up and looked me down. Then turning to the sergeant, why, you scamp, you've lest at the bleach field out on tramp. The wind may blow, the cock may craw, the rain, and the snow may snaw, but you winna frickin' Jock McGraw, he's the soutest man in the 42. At our last fecht across the sea, the general he sends after me. When I get there in my big gun, of course the battle it was won. The enemy are run away, they were feared at the legs of Jock McGraw. A man like me sit tall and neat, you ken yourself he could never be beat. The wind may blow, the cock may craw, the rain may rain, and the snow may snaw, but you winna frickin' Jock McGraw, he's the stoutest man in the 42. The king then held a grand review, we number 1,062. The kilty lads come marching past, and Jock McGraw come marching last. The royal pair, they grab their sticks, and are begun to stretch their necks. Cries the king to the colonel, upon my soul, I took that man for a telegraph pole. The wind may blow, the cock may craw, the rain may rain, and the snow may snow, but you winna frickin' Jock McGraw, he's the stoutest man in the 42.
Stoutest man in the 42. It was Jock McGraw. This is Sharon Shannon and a bunch of friends. Miss Thompson's and the Derry Reel.
stock have started dying, for the Lord has sent a drought. We're sick of prayers and providence, we're gonna do without. With the derrick up above us and the solid earth below, we are waiting at the lever for the word to let her go. Sinking down, deeper down, oh, we're going deeper down. As the drill is plugging downward at 1,000 feet a level, if the Lord will send us water, we'll get it from the devil. Yes, we'll get it from the devil deeper down. Now our engine's made in Glasgow by a very canny Scot. He's marked at 20 horsepower, but he don't know what is what. When Canadian Bill is firing with the Sun Guide Kitchy logs, she can equal 30 horses and a score or so of dogs. Sinking down, deeper down, oh, we're going deeper down. If we fail to find the water, then it's ruin to the squatter. The drown is on the station and the weather's getting hotter. But we're bound to find the water deeper down. But the shaft has started caving and the sinking's very slow. The yellow rods are bending on the solid earth below. And the tubes are always jamming and they can't be made to shift. So we nearly burst the engine with a 40 horsepower lift. Sinking down, deeper down, oh, we're going deeper down. Though the shaft is always caving and the tubes are always jamming, we'll find our way to water while the stubborn drill is ramming. While the stubborn drill is ramming deeper down. But there's no artesian water, for we've passed 3,000 feet and the contract price is growing and the boss he's nearly beat. But it must be down beneath us, so it's down we've got to go, though she's bumping on the solid rock 4,000 feet below. And it's down, deeper down, we're going deeper down. And it's time they heard us knocking on the roof of Satan's dwelling. We'll get artesian water if we cave the roof of hell in. Yes, we'll get artesian water deeper down. It's hark, the whistle's blowing with a wild exultant blast, and the boys are madly cheering, for they've struck the flow at last. It's rushing up the tubing from 4,000 feet below, till it spouts above the casing in a million gallon flow. And it's down, deeper down, oh, it comes from further down. It is flowing, ever flowing, in a free, unstinted measure, from the silent, hidden places where the old earth hides her treasure, where the old earth hides her treasure, deeper down. And it's clear away the timber, and it's let the water run, how it glimmers in the shadow, how it flashes in the sun. By the silent belts of timber, by the miles of blazing plain, it is bringing hope and comfort to the thirsty land again. Flowing down, further down, it is flowing further down, to the tortured, thirsty cattle, bringing gladness in its going. Through the droughty days of summer, it is flowing, ever flowing. It is flowing, ever flowing, further down.
Song of Artesian Water, Jerry Hallam. Jerry Hallam lived in Australia for a while, picked up quite a lot of songs, particularly from the pen of Banjo Paterson and Henry Lawson. So the Song of Artesian Water was one of them. You're listening to Come All Ye, and here we have a group called Kinnell with a track called Danse Ludique. Ludique is a town in Brittany. These people play mostly Scottish and Irish tunes, not this one. Thank you. three tunes, not just Dans Ludique, also Get Up Old Maid and Shake Yourself, which is an Irish tune, and The Humming Drummer, which was composed by the fiddle player in the band we just heard, called Kinnell, and his name, Gavin Penny-Cook. Haven't played anything from that album for a while. Donald's Dog, it's called. Thank you, Donald, and your dog. Another one from the featured album. We've got time for a couple more, I think, before we close up shop. This is another song that you've heard before on the program, but not by this singer. The late Jimmy Gregory, when he lived in Sydney, used to sing this quite a bit, and in fact he recorded it on a solo album he put out a long time ago. So from Derry Farrell, featured album The First Turn, this is the Mickey Dam.
Saturday night when I get there, I'll stand behind the door, and as they march in one by one, I'll bash them to the floor. For I'm as strong as any lion, I was a rare on eggs and ham, I'm a terror to all fighting men around the Mickey Dam. I'm as strong as any lion, I was a rare on eggs and ham, I'm a terror to all fighting men all round the Mickey Dam.
Watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil. six string on my front porch swing. Smell those shrimp, they're beginning to boil. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know it's nobody's fault. Don't know the reason, stayed here all season. Nothing to show but this brand new tattoo. But it's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie. How it got here, I haven't a clue. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame. Now I think, hell, it could be my fault. Stepped on a pop top, cut my heel, had to cruise on back home. But there's booze in the blender, and soon it will render that frozen concoction that helps me hang on. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know it's my own damn fault. Yes, and some people claim that there's a woman to blame, and I know it's my own damn fault.
Well, I mentioned Jimmy Buffett a little earlier in the program, and an unlikely composition of his. That one was probably his greatest hit, Margaritaville, from an album called Changes in Latitudes, Changes in Attitudes. Quite the entrepreneur was Jimmy Buffett, and a good singer as well, and composer. I'll have time for this as a final track in the from the featured album. It's called Tippin' It Up to Nancy. This is Derry Farrell.
In our town, a woman you all know well. She loved her husband dearly, another one twice as well. Me right, Finnegan Aereo, me tip Finnegan Wallow with me right, Finnegan Aereo, and tipping her up to Nancy. She went to the chemist shop, remedies to find. Says she, have you got anything that'll make me husband blind? Me right, Finnegan Aereo, me tip Finnegan Wallow with me right, Finnegan Aereo, and tipping her up to Nancy.
Says she give him eggs and marrow bones and make him suck them all. It won't be so very long after when he won't see you at all. Now with me right, Finnegan Harry, oh, me tip Finnegan while with me right, Finnegan Harry, oh, we're tipping her on to Nancy. So she gave him eggs and marrow bones, she made him suck them all, and it wasn't so very long after when he could not see the wall. Now with me right, Finnegan Harry, oh, me tip Finnegan while with me right, Finnegan Harry, oh, we're tipping her on to Nancy. If in this world I cannot see, it's here I cannot stay. I think I'll go and drown myself, says she. Come on, I'll show you the way with me right, Finnegan Harry, oh, me tip Finnegan Wallow with me right, Finnegan Harry, oh, we're tipping her up to Nancy. She led him to the river, she led him to the brim, but sly enough for Martin, it was him that shoved her in. Now with me right, Finnegan Harry, oh, me tip Finnegan Wallow with me right, Finnegan Harry, oh, we're tipping her up to Nancy. She swam through the river, she swam through the brim, crying, Martin, dear Martin, don't leave me behind. Shut up, says he, a silly old fool, you know poor Martin's blind. Now with me right, Finnegan Harry, oh, we're tipping her up to Nancy. There's nine in me family and none of them are me own. I wish that each and every man would come and claim his own. Now with me right, Finnegan Harry, oh, me tip Finnegan Wallow with me right, Finnegan Harry, oh, we're tipping her up to Nancy. Oh, there was a woman lived in that town, a woman you all know well. She loved her husband dearly, another one twice as well. Now with me right, Finnegan Harry, oh, me tip Finnegan Wallow with me right, Finnegan Harry, oh, we're tipping her up to Nancy.
Tipping it up to Nancy. That is it from the featured album once again. It's called The First Turn by the Irish singer and strings player, guitarist, bouzouki, that sort of thing, Derry Farrell. Hope you've enjoyed the music in the program today, and I hope you can come back next time to hear it again. A whole different selection it'll be. I'm Bruce Cameron. You've been listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. We'll go out with James Bryan and Carl Jones. Good musicians both. This is Bonaparte's Retreat. Bye now. Thank you. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.